Let's dive in. Today, we're tackling annual business planning. And to guide us through this, we have Mo Russo.
Ah, he's great.
Yeah. And you know what I really appreciate about Mo Russo?
What's that?
He's this experienced founder, CEO, you know, been there, done that.
Right.
But he keeps things really human-centered.
Yeah, especially as AI gets more, you know, popular, he really emphasizes that.
Totally. And that's what makes his approach so refreshing, right? It's not just about the numbers.
Absolutely.
It's about empowering people and making sure your business is sustainable in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So he lays out these 12 best practices for creating a killer annual business plan.
Yeah.
And for this deep dive, we're going to focus on the first two.
Okay.
Which are
really like the foundation of everything.
Exactly. The foundation.
Yeah.
Starting with a clear vision and then developing a concise strategy.
Because you can't build anything, you know, lasting without those.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that, right?
It's like bedrock. Yeah.
It's the bedrock. It's like building a skyscraper. You need that solid foundation.
You can't just have the penthouse.
Right. Exactly. All right. So let's talk vision.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean just like, you know, some vague inspirational quote you see on a poster.
Right.
We're talking about a crystal clear picture of where your business is headed, like way out there.
Long term.
Long term. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Mo Russo has seen it all, right? He's worked with so many companies and he knows.
He's seen how it can make or break a company.
Yes. It's that important.
Yeah.
It guides every decision, every hire, everything you do.
It's the compass.
Yes. It's the compass that points you in the right direction.
Exactly.
So, okay. How do we actually define this vision? I mean, I can kind of picture it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where I want to be in 5 years.
Yeah.
But how do I translate that into something, you know, more tangible, more concrete?
I think that's where a lot of people struggle.
For sure.
But Mo Russo, he has a really good system for that.
Oh.
And he suggests taking, you know, a long range view. So think 5 to 10 years down the line.
Okay.
And ask yourself, what impact do I want to have?
Okay.
Not just on my industry, but on my customers, or even, you know, taking it a step further, like the world.
So it's thinking bigger than just, I want to be profitable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like legacy.
Legacy impact. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good distinction.
He has this great example where he was working with this small family-run bakery.
Okay.
And, you know, they started with a pretty general vision, like, we want to be the best bakery in town.
I could see that.
But he helped them kind of refocus that to something much more powerful.
I like this already.
So their vision became, we want to create a gathering place that nourishes both body and soul, bringing our community closer through the simple joy of sharing good food.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I bet it impacted like everything they did.
Oh, absolutely.
From their menu to like how they interacted with customers.
Their marketing, everything. They started offering cooking classes. You know, they hosted community events.
So it really became the heart of their business.
Exactly. It wasn't just a fluffy statement.
Yeah.
You know, it really was the guiding principle for every single thing they did.
That's powerful.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that Mo Russo emphasizes is that once you've defined that vision, you can't just tuck it away, right?
Yeah.
It needs to be front and center, shared, discussed, you know, revisited regularly with the entire team.
It's like a living document.
Exactly. It evolves as your business grows.
Yeah, I love that. So we've got our vision, our inspiring destination, but now we need to figure out how to get there.
Right, which brings us to strategy.
Strategy.
Yes.
The how. Okay, so if the vision is the what,
yes,
the strategy is the how.
Exactly.
How do we get to this amazing vision that we've created?
And Mo Russo, he calls it like building a bridge.
Oh, I like that.
Between where you are now and that vision.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So, you know, how do we make sure our strategy is actually concise, like he says?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Concise. I tend to overthink things.
Me too.
Get lost in the weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Mo Russo has a really interesting point about avoiding complexity.
Okay.
He says, like, so many companies get paralyzed by trying to plan out every single tiny detail.
Oh, yeah. Analysis paralysis.
Yeah. So he says a good strategy should focus on, you know, first and foremost, your strengths.
Okay. What are we really good at?
Yeah. What do we do well? What makes us, you know, stand out?
Yeah.
Those core competencies, like, that give you that competitive edge.
Right, right.
And then once you've figured that out, he says, think about how you do it differently.
Okay, so it's not just what you do.
No.
It's how you do it.
Exactly. It's that unique twist that sets you apart from everybody else.
And that's how you stand out in a crowded market.
Exactly. He calls it competitive differentiation.
I like it.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. Like, he has so many stories about how he helps companies figure this out.
Oh, I bet.
He worked with this tech startup that
Okay.
was struggling to gain traction. You know, they were offering a similar product to many others on the
So
market.
they were getting lost in the noise.
Exactly. And Mo Russo helped them realize that, you know, their strength wasn't necessarily the technology itself,
Okay.
but their customer service.
Oh, interesting,
Like,
huh?
they were exceptional at customer
So they
service.
leaned into that.
They did. They totally pivoted their strategy to focus on providing that personalized support
Do it.
and building those long-term relationships with their clients.
It worked.
It did. They became known for that, you know, customer-centric approach.
I love that because it seems like a small difference, but it made a huge impact.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, right?
It's those small things that can really set you apart.
And Mo Russo says, you know, once you've kind of identified those strengths and that differentiation, you've got to make sure that your strategy is,
It's got to be clear,
yeah,
actionable,
yes,
and adaptable,
oh,
right?
adaptable, yes.
Because things change.
They
So
do.
we need to be able to roll with the punches.
He says, think of your strategy as a roadmap, not a set of rigid instructions.
Yeah, that's good.
You're going to hit detours, you know, there's going to be unexpected
Right,
turns.
so don't overplan, just have that general direction.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we've got our vision, our destination, we've got our strategy, our roadmap to get us there.
Right.
How do we make sure that we're actually making progress? Like,
Oh.
how do we know if we're on the right track?
Well, that's where the next couple of practices come in.
Okay, lay it on me.
Okay, so we've got setting big, hairy, audacious goals.
Okay, I've heard of these
Yeah.
BHAs, right?
Yes, BHAs.
Yeah.
And then we have embracing the power of stop doing lists.
Wait, stop doing.
Yes.
Okay, I like where this is going already, because usually we're all about doing more,
Yeah.
but sometimes it's about doing less.
It is. It is. It's about being strategic.
Okay, I'm intrigued, so let's unpack these.
Okay.
Starting with BHAs. Big, hairy, audacious goals.
All right.
What are we talking about here?
So think moonshot goals, right?
Okay.
These are the goals that are so ambitious, so
Like
bold.
you almost feel like,
You're like, is this even possible?
yeah, like it's almost crazy.
Yes, but that's the point.
Okay, so we're not aiming for just like small incremental improvement.
Yeah.
This is like,
Transformation.
yeah, transformation, big leaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's really interesting is that Mo Russo believes that these BHAs are actually essential for driving innovation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And pushing boundaries. They force you to think outside the box, come up with solutions you wouldn't have considered otherwise.
So it's not just about achieving the goal.
It's about the journey.
It's about the journey, the growth, the process that
Yeah.
happens along the way.
Yeah, he tells this really cool story about this small software company he worked with, and they set this BHAG to become the leading provider of cloud-based accounting solutions for small businesses within 5 years.
Wow, that's ambitious, especially for a small company.
Right. I mean, at the time, they were just this tiny startup, you know, competing with industry giants.
David and Goliath situation.
Totally. And, you know, I think a lot of people would have said, that's impossible.
Right.
But what's amazing is that setting that BHE, it really ignited the spark within the company.
Okay.
You know, they started attracting top talent, they secured funding they never thought possible, and they actually developed this cutting-edge technology.
So they rose to the occasion.
They did, and they achieved their goal, which is amazing.
Because of that BAT.
Yeah, it's like it created this ripple effect that transformed the entire company.
That's powerful.
It is. And that's what Mo Russo believes is so powerful about setting these ambitious goals. Like,
Yeah.
they have the potential to unlock hidden potential and just propel businesses to new heights.
Okay, but how do we make sure these BJs aren't just, pie in the sky dreams?
Right.
How do we keep them grounded in reality?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And Mo Russo is all about balancing that ambition with practicality.
Okay.
So he suggests, you know, make sure your BHAs align with your overall vision.
Okay.
They should have a natural extension of where you're headed as a company.
So it's not just like some random goal that, you pull out of thin air.
Right, exactly.
It's connected to your core purpose,
Your why.
your why,
Yeah.
yes. And he also says to break them down into smaller, more manageable steps,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
So it's not so overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, BHAs can seem really daunting.
Yes.
But if you break them down into smaller milestones,
Yeah.
it feels a lot more achievable.
And you can celebrate those little wins along the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got our BHAs, but here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, hit me with it.
All right. So while setting those ambitious goals is crucial,
right,
Moruso also stresses the importance of creating a stop doing list.
Okay, this is the part I'm really curious about.
Yeah, I know.
Because usually it's like, do more, do more, do more. Yeah. And this is like, hold on, what are we going to stop doing?
Yeah, and it seems kind of counterintuitive,
yeah,
but it's actually really brilliant.
Okay.
So Moruso believes that just as important as deciding what you want to achieve,
okay,
is deciding what you're going to stop doing.
I like this.
You know, we all have those tasks or projects that, you know, they drain our energy and yeah, they don't really contribute to our goals.
The energy vampire?
Yes, energy vampires, exactly.
We don't have them.
And Moruso argues that these can actually hold you back from achieving your BHAs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So he encourages businesses to, you know, take a hard look at the current operations.
Okay.
And identify anything that's no longer serving them.
So it's like decluttering your business.
It is. It's like Marie Kondo for your business.
I love it.
You know, what sparks joy in your business?
What brings us closer to our vision.
Well. Exactly. And what's just taking up space and energy.
Yeah.
So you got to let go of those things.
Be ruthless.
Be ruthless. And he tells this great story about this marketing agency,
okay,
that was constantly struggling to meet deadlines and keep their clients happy.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I could see how that happens.
They were spread way too thin. They were taking on any project that came their way.
Saying yes to everything.
Yes. Yes to everything.
Which leads to burnout.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the quality of your work suffers.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's counterproductive.
And Moruso helped them realize that they needed to be more selective about the clients they worked with.
Okay.
And the projects they took on.
Okay.
So they created this stop doing list.
Right.
And it included things like offering discounted services, you know, taking on those last minute rush projects.
The things that really stress you out.
Yes. And working with clients that just weren't a good fit for their company culture.
So basically they were like, we're not going to do anything that doesn't align with our values and our goals.
Exactly. Anything that wasn't moving the needle in the right direction.
And it worked.
It did. They actually saw, like, their productivity soared.
Right.
Their team morale skyrocketed. And they were able to attract higher paying clients.
Because they were focusing on
the right things.
The right things, yes. So it sounds like that stop doing list was a game changer for them.
Oh, it was. And I think it's amazing how much we can accomplish when we clear out that clutter.
Yeah.
And just focus on what really matters.
Laser focus.
Laser focus. And Moruso, you know, he really hits the nail on the head with this idea of being intentional.
Yeah.
With our actions, you know. It's not just about working hard.
It's about working smart.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got our vision, our strategy, our BHAs to shoot for the stars, and our stop doing list to keep us focused and grounded.
Yes, we've got a great foundation.
So what's next in Moruso's playbook for creating this winning business plan?
All right, well, he's got two more practices that really bring it all together.
Oh.
Setting SMART goals and scheduling regular reviews.
SMART goals. I feel like I've heard this acronym a million times.
Yeah, it's a classic.
But honestly, I kind of tune it out.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it's like, yeah, I know what SMART goals are.
Right.
But give us the Moruso spin on this.
Okay, so Moruso, he has this way of taking, you know, even those familiar concepts and making them feel fresh and actionable.
I like that about him.
Yeah, so SMART goal specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound.
Okay, so instead of a vague goal like increase website traffic.
Yeah.
It would be something more like increase website traffic by 20% in the next quarter by implementing a new SEO strategy.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, so it's very specific. You can measure it.
Measurable.
It's achievable. It's not something crazy.
Simmable.
It's relevant to your business.
It's relevant.
And it has a deadline.
Time bound.
Okay.
You nailed it.
I'm getting it.
You're a SMART goal pro.
I feel smarter already.
And Moruso, he really emphasizes that SMART goals aren't just about setting those targets, right?
It's about creating a roadmap for action.
Okay, I like that.
And accountability.
Okay.
When you have those clear metrics in place, it's so much easier to stay focused and track your progress.
Because you know what you're aiming for.
Exactly. And you can quickly see what's working and what needs to be adjusted, you know?
So it's like having a GPS for your business plan.
I love that analogy.
Right.
Like you're not just wandering aimlessly.
You know where you're going and how to get there.
Exactly. And that brings us to Mo Russo's sixth practice.
Okay, bring it on.
Which is scheduling regular reviews.
Okay.
He is a big believer in the power of reflection and course correction.
So it's not just set it and forget it.
No, you can't just set the plan in motion and hope for the best.
You got to check in.
You got to check in, see how things are going.
See if you need to make adjustments.
Exactly. And he encourages businesses to make these reviews like a regular part of their routine.
Whether it's a weekly team meeting to discuss progress on key initiatives or, you know, a quarterly deep dive into your financials.
Okay.
The key is to stay connected to your plan
and
be willing to adapt because things change.
Things always change.
Always. So it's like taking your business plan to the doctor for a checkup.
I like that.
Right. You want to catch any potential issues early on before they become big problems?
Yeah, preventative care for your business plan.
Exactly. And you know what else is interesting?
What's that?
Mo Russo believes that these reviews aren't just about identifying areas for improvement.
Okay.
They're also about celebrating wins.
Yes.
And acknowledging progress, which is so important.
Because it's easy to get caught up in what's not working.
Oh, so easy.
And forget to celebrate the good stuff.
Exactly. So it's all about finding that balance, right?
Okay.
Between critical analysis and positive reinforcement.
I love that.
Yeah, because we need both.
This has been so insightful, this deep dive into Mo Russo's approach to business planning.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, I love how he combines those big picture visionary elements with those really practical, actionable steps. It's not just fluffy stuff.
No.
It's like, here's how you actually do it.
He really provides a framework for creating a plan that's both inspiring and effective.
And as we wrap up, I can't help but think about something you mentioned earlier. Mo Russo's emphasis on keeping businesses human-centered.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially as AI becomes, you know, more prevalent in the business world.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the hype.
Right, right.
But Mo Russo, he believes that technology should be a tool that empowers us.
Not replaces us.
Exactly.
So as we're crafting our business plans and setting those ambitious goals, let's remember to keep that human element at the forefront.
It's all about people.
Yeah. How can we use AI to enhance our work?
Right.
To free up our time and energy so we can focus on those tasks that really require our unique human skills.
That's the question we should all be asking. Yeah, and I think that's what makes Mo Russo's approach so powerful. He's not just teaching us how to build successful businesses.
I love how he combines those big picture visionary elements with practical, actionable steps.
He really makes it feel doable, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't just talk about lofty ideas. He gives you the tools to actually make them happen.
Exactly. And as we wrap up, I can't help but think back to something you mentioned earlier, Mo Russo's emphasis on keeping businesses human-centered.
Oh, yeah, especially as AI becomes more and more prevalent.
It's so important to remember that technology should be a tool that empowers us, not replaces us.
So as we're crafting our business plans and setting those ambitious goals, let's remember to keep that human element at the forefront.
People first.
People first. Always. How can we use AI to enhance our work, to free up our time and energy, to focus on those tasks that truly require our unique human skills?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
Likewise. This has been a fantastic conversation.
And to all our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights to take your business to the next level. Remember, crafting a winning business plan is a journey. So stay curious, stay adaptable, and never stop learning. And most importantly, never lose sight of your why. Why are you doing this? What impact do you want to make on the world? Keep those questions in mind, and you'll be well on your way to building a business that is both successful and meaningful.
Beautifully said.
Until next time, keep those entrepreneurial gears turning, and we'll see you back here for another deep dive.